arm in the air, you'll hear the roar as Ratchford puts boot to ball. The game is underway. The Challenge Cup final here at Wembley, Hull FC against Warrington. Jamie Shaw catches the ball and first drive is a good carry from Liam Watts. Great offload from Hull FC and Minicello. Hull FC are inside the 10 and Liam Watts, who's got a bit of energy, gets his arm free and the ball's back to Houghton. So this is three offloads on the bounce from Hull FC. Can Bowden force his way through? No, he can't. But he's only 10 metres away from the line with lots of tackles remaining for Hull FC. They'll go to the right. Not the best pass, but it's into the arms of Tuma Vavi, who goes further wide to Raj. It's intercepted by Sandow, and Sandow's going to put 80, 90 metres. Michaels is chasing him. He won't catch him. Good night, Chris Sandow. Here comes Shaw. Can Shaw get him? Oh, you bet he can. Great work. Michaels was never going to get there, but Shaw was. Dwyer's going to try and pinch it from dummy half. Can Dwyer get over? Yes, he can. That's harsh from Hull FC. He took something special to get through the defensive line. Sandow intercepted and went 90 metres. Shaw got back somehow and brought him down, but then on the resulting player, it's into the arms of Matty Russell from Brad Dwyer's initial scoot at the line, and he gets over and Warrington take the lead. It's Warrington 4, Hull FC 0. Harsh, 194 minutes the Hull FC defence lasted then without conceding a try, but that's over now. And it was Pritchard, who's been pretty good for Hull FC since his introduction. As you say, huge bit of luck as well, because he just batted it up into the air. It could have gone anywhere, but he reacted first. Gidley adds the extras, and it's Hull FC 0, Warrington 6. Sandow's in the pocket. He's going to play the double bluff, and he's going to run it. And he comes up with an error, and it's gone forward into the arms of Toby King.
That's half-time.
And that'll be half-time, and he'll go the hooter. 40 minutes on the clock. It's not been the high-scoring game that you and I thought, Phil. It's been gripping. There's been mistakes in both sides. It's been hot. It's been sticky. But the game, as we go into the sheds, is certainly still in the balance. Gidley, as you say, from right in front, successful with his first attempt. Kicking into the sun. Hull's right edge, Warrington's left edge, as they attack the line. He's bathed in sunshine.
Kicking towards the Warrington fans as well.
Yeah. We're right behind it, so we'll know pretty soon if he's good.
Oh, he's missed it.
He's missed it. That's a shocker.
That's a let off for Hull.
Yeah, and it was a poor contact, wasn't it?
It was.
Fluffed it right off the boot, and Hull can maybe take a bit of confidence from that. He's not been great the full game, Gidley, has he? You know, he's been one of the Warrington players. You know, we've not seen anything from Ben Curry as of yet. To Clark. Clark with a bit of pace, and Clark's into a gap. 2-on-1 on this far side. He's got the ball into the arms of Curry. Curry up against Shaw. He's too quick, he's Ben Curry. And Warrington score the second try. What about the pace from the back rower there?
What did they do?
Gidley from the touchline, he missed one earlier. Has he drifted that one in? No, he hasn't. He's just to the right of the post, so it's 10-0 it remains. Mane Fanui stood in front of him. Now it'll come back to Sneed. Sneed with the little kick over the top. He had time. It's decent. Fanua rises. Fanua gets the ball. Fanua scores for the black and whites. They are back in this game. Hull FC and Mark Sneed with the boot. He's done nothing ball in hand, but boy, can he kick when it matters. Mark Sneed round the corner. Hull FC fans will tell you. There's the answer, Phil. The Holy Trinity, 40-20. Kick to the corner and the icing on the cake. The 2 points over the top. Hull FC 6, Warrington 10. Then it's into the arms of Sneed. Sneed further wide to Fanua. Fanua into the arms of Michaels. Michaels will step on the inside and he'll go back against the grain. Good defence from Matty Russell. Just outside the 20. This is the last. Hull FC going down a channel there, and Mark Sneed puts in a kick. What's he gone down that route for? Fanua knocks the ball back inside. It's into the arms of Jamie Shaw. Jamie Shaw will score into the post for Hull FC. Hull FC are a back and level pegging with a kick to come. Again, it's Mark Sneed with a kick from absolutely nowhere. Mane Fanua, as he did for the try, he jumps up, gets the ball, keeps the ball on the inside to Jamie Shaw, and his first real attacking opportunity. Ball in hand, and Jamie Shaw scores under the dot for the black and white. A chance of that, Mark Sneed, to put Hull FC 12-10 in front round the corner. Warrington have all walked forward. Mark Sneed adds the goal, and Hull FC are in front. And from absolutely nowhere, when Hull FC needed Mark Sneed to step up to the plate, he stood up to the plate, come up with two kicks, two tries on the back of Mane Fanua's brilliant play. And Hull FC are now in front, 12 points to 10. It's into the arms of Sandow. He spins it wide to that far side to Curry. Curry with the kick. It's bouncing all over the place. It's into the arms of Warrington. They've got another set of six. Somehow Hull and Fatuli Talanoa stops a certain try, but they've got another set of six. Sandow inside, it goes to Chris Hill. Hull FC hanging on. 2 minutes, 20 seconds left on the clock. They're leading by 12 points to 10. It's into the arms of Sandow. Further wide it goes to Atkins. Atkins steps inside. Still going is Atkins. Somehow Washbrook makes the tackle. Now it's to Sandow. Sandow floats it across the far side to Curry, who for me is the danger man. Can he get over the line? Curry wins it for Warrington. Curry's over the line. No, he isn't.
He's lost the ball. He's knocked off.
He's lost the ball.
What
Curry.
A tackle from Danny Houghton. Danny Houghton has saved the game for Hull FC. That is an unbelievable tackle from a man who makes his living out of making unbelievable tackles. We are literally a minute and 40 seconds from time. Ben Curry steps inside. He's all on a scorer. Only one man chased back to get him. That was Danny Houghton. And he has meant sure that Hull will win this game.
And Danny Houghton, if there was ever any doubt, it will go down now, Phil, in Hull FC folklore. What a player. It couldn't have happened to a nicer man. I'm just saying, I've had a little wager on Danny Houghton for the MOM. I don't think he deserves to get it.
Can but I change my vote now?
For that tackle alone, Danny Houghton deserves amazing credit for him. What a guy. What a tackle. And that's what it shows that it means, that he had no right to make that tackle.
It was a straight one-on-one tackle, and he was actually behind Ben Curry, who all Curry could see was the try line. He didn't sense that Houghton was behind him, but you couldn't believe that the difference in physique. All Curry had to do was use his lean body to lean over, and Houghton's tackling technique to hit ball and all was absolutely sensational.
Houghton's going to get all.
He are 52 tackles Danny Houghton's made today.
Great tackle from Hull FC. Needed to be the ball's on the floor. It's into the arms of a black and white player.
That's it.
There's 5 seconds left in the game. Hull FC's Wembley hoodoo is going to be put to bed. There goes the hooter. Hull FC, after 150 years in their existence, 75 times of trying to win this competition at Wembley, they've finally done it. And Lee Radford and Gareth Ellis, Danny Houghton, they're the guys who fired Hull FC to a win.
The big story that's just been breaking: Hull FC finally winning at Wembley, and our man Richard Shaw Wright is there, and is Gareth Ellis ready to lift that historic trophy?
Well, of course, the irony is, Tom, is you can see as much as I, because you're sat in a studio in Leeds, I'm sat here at Wembley, underneath where Gareth Ellis is about to lift the trophy. I've got a picture, I've got the TV pictures in front of me that you've got there, and you're probably watching at home. The ribbons are black and white. Gareth Ellis just hearing a few words from the dignitaries, and about to present the trophy to him is, of course, Lizzie Jones. But he's trying to get someone forward. I'm trying to work out who it is who he's getting to lift the trophy with him. I think he's getting everyone past him, because he wants this to be a moment for the whole of this Hull FC side. You can't even see the big screen, so you see, because they're rubbed fuel by the thing as well. But Gareth Ellis, at 35 years old, for the first time lifts the Rugby League Challenge Cup. That means Hull FC finally win at Wembley. They've won the 2016 Ladbrokes Challenge Cup in a belting final by 12 points to 10.